up, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. Before we get into today's topic, I have to ask you a question so that you can understand how today's episode is going to impact you the most. The question I want to ask you is, when you decide that you're going to do something, I'm talking about deciding that you're going to start exercising, that you're going to start eating a little bit better, you're going to start journaling every day. Any of these different activities, these personal development activities, do you, A, start today, B, say, I'll start tomorrow, or C, say, you know what, I'm just going to wait till January 1st. Sounds like a great New Year's resolution for me, even though that's 7 months away. Depending upon how you answer that question, depends on how much you need to hear today's episode. Because today, we are talking about that opportunity to do what you want to do right now. We have just embarked into the season of spring. Easter is coming up this Sunday. It is a time of rebirth. It is a time of renewal. And it is a perfect opportunity for you to take advantage of the season and to embark on your own personal growth and development. And that's what we're talking about inside of today's episode. So my friend, welcome to episode 275. What's up, my friend, and welcome to Grit, Grace, and Inspiration. I am your host, Kevin Lowe. 20 years ago, I awoke from a life-saving surgery only to find that I was left completely blind. And since that day, I've learned a lot about life, a lot about living, and a lot about myself. And here on this podcast, I want to share those insights with you. Because friend, if you are still searching for your purpose, still trying to understand why, or still left searching for that next right path to take, we'll consider this to be your stepping stone to get you from where you are to where you want to be. Do you know what makes today's topic even easier? This idea of embarking on our own personal and development journey with the introduction of spring, it's getting a good night's sleep. And that is made possible thanks to our sponsor, MyPillow. Head on over to MyPillow.com and save up to 80% when you use the promo code Kevin. Yes, head on over to MyPillow.com, input the promo code Kevin, and you're going to get the best deal possible on all of their more than 250 products. I am telling you, the products they sell are top-notch, the highest quality, from their bath towels to their bed sheets, to their comforters to their slippers. Whatever you want, they got it, and you get the exclusive discount when you use promo code Kevin. Remember, head on over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Kevin. You'll not only be supporting this show, not only supporting MyPillow, but you're going to get yourself the best deal also. It's a win-win situation. Spring, it's more than just a change in weather. It's more than just a change in the season. No, if you think about it, spring, it represents rebirth. It represents renewal. It represents what comes after the darkness of winter. I also feel like spring, it represents hope. Again, referring to the darkness of winter, the darkness that you've went through, the hard times in life. It's a reminder that on the other side, there are good times again. We're using this metaphor of spring in relation to your life, where spring is the catalyst that switches you from the hard times to the good times, from the days when you wish they would just end to the days that you never want to end. That's what we're talking about today. We're using this metaphor of spring as it relates to your life. So my friend, I want you to remember this. The most important thing that you can get out of today's episode, I'm already saying it, is that every morning when the sun rises, you have the opportunity at a whole new beginning, a whole new day. Whether it's spring or fall, winter, summer, it honestly really doesn't matter. Every morning when the sun rises, that signals that a new day has begun and you have just been given the chance at a fresh beginning, a new start. and you get to choose how you live that day. In order for all of this to work, we have to understand that at some point we have to embrace change and welcome the opportunity of a new beginning. Because let's face it, it sometimes is much easier, more comfortable to just kind of stay stuck, to stay where we are. But this is a season representing change. And so if you're ready to embrace it, then that's what you got to do. Because spring, it teaches us that change, it's a catalyst for growth. If you're willing to embark upon it, if you're willing to put in the hard work, if you're willing to do the things to get you to where you want to go, this is the perfect opportunity to start doing it. You could basically say, I want you to try your best of switching up your mindset to no longer fear the idea of change, but welcome it with excitement. With every new beginning, it's like the dawn of a new day. It's spring all over again. Right now, I ask you, what is going on in your life today? What do you wish you could leave behind in the darkness of winter? What do you wish had an opportunity to bloom again today, this season? Figure out what that is. And maybe today's episode, my conversation with you today, I hope that it's the spark that ignites a flame inside of you to make a change, all in pursuit of you living out the life that you want to live. So the question becomes, how can we truly harness the power that spring brings to give us this growth that you're talking about? Well, as usual, I have a couple of ideas for you to think about. As with most things in the realm of us moving forward, I believe that we have to take the opportunity to reflect on not even the past, but on right now. So many times we're so focused on just the normal everyday monotony of life that in this season, maybe it's time for you to slow down and for you to really take a good look at life right now. What do you love? What do you hate? What are you excited about? And what are you worried about? Why don't you take an inventory to figure out, does change really need to take place? Or do I feel like I'm headed on the right path? Because you may very well be in a season of your life where you're just charging forward. Nothing really does need to change, and that's okay. But if you do, well, let's take inventory of it to reflect on what life looks like today, so that therefore we even understand what we need to change, what we want to be different. And then, well, then we can know what to do. Once you identify your areas of growth that you want to change, well, it's now the opportunity to sit down and map it out, to figure out what you need to start doing today to make that happen tomorrow. Everything, the biggest goals that any of us have in our life, even those far-off dreams that we probably think will never happen, well, what's life without chasing our dreams? If we live a life without dreams, without direction, then I mean, what the heck are any of us doing? We're supposed to live this life for everything it's worth. And I believe that means we should be chasing after our dreams. So I want you to take action. I want you to break it down, to start thinking, what things do you need to do today to get you to where you want to be? Spring, it's a perfect opportunity for you to do it, to dust off the cobwebs of life and start discovering what lies ahead. And my last little tip for helping you to understand how this can work, for getting this to work for you in this season, is I want you to understand that it's a journey. We're all on a journey in life. And depending on what it is that you're wanting to make a change in your life, what new growth you're wanting to let grow and develop, well, it's probably going to take a while. And so I want you to realize that going into it, it is a journey. And you're probably going to go through seasons of the ups and downs. But if you know what you want, and you keep your eye on the prize, then nothing can slow you down. Well, at least nothing can stop you, even if it does slow you down. So my action item today is you take inventory of life. You reflect on how things are going, what you like, what you love, what you hate, and what makes you miserable. Whatever makes you miserable, you hate, those are probably the things that you need to change. So then let's map out, how do we change them? What do we want on the other side of that change? And then, of course, we start to take action, because this is the season of spring, of rebirth, of you moving forward. So my hope is that you take these little tips that I've given you and you actually start to implement them. The other symbolism of spring that I want to be sure that I mentioned today is the idea that it's a cycle, that the world that we live in, the seasons that we go through, it's a continual cycle. And I believe it's the same with all of our lives, that we're all going to go through the good times and the bad. We're all going to have times that we don't like in life, that we feel stuck. We feel like nothing's changing. But we all also have a season of spring in life. So whether or not right now, when it's actually spring, whether or not that's the best time for you to make a change or not, I don't know. Only you know that. But I want you to remember that change, it's something you have to do if you ever want to grow. If you want to love this life and to make the most out of it, you have to be willing to make a change every once in a while. It's just part of life. And of course, my friend, as always, I want this podcast to not only just inspire you, not just empower you, but to hopefully just have you maybe looking at life a little bit differently. Maybe you've never really thought of the season of spring in quite this way. And well, then I've done my job. I just want you to take the energy of this season we're in. As the flowers begin to bloom, as the sun begins to shine, when the weather warms up and the breeze starts to blow, I want you to capture this energy and use it in your own life. Because the flowers outside, they're not the only thing that deserves to bloom. You do too. Remember, my friend, no matter how long the winter, the season of spring, it's sure to follow. So get out there and blossom, to thrive in life, and to never, ever give up on your hopes and your dreams for the future. This is Kevin Lowe. This is Grit, Grace, and Inspiration, the podcast that I hope just made a little impact in your day. If nothing else, I hope I brought a smile to your face, made you start to think about things in a little bit more positive light. And that's what I'm here to do. My friend, get out there and enjoy this day.